Good evening. It's good to see everybody out and about. We've got too many microphones up here. If you want to turn over to Psalms 46, that's what we'll be looking at tonight. We're going to continue talking about some of the Psalms, at least on the Sunday nights that I'm speaking, and it's not Sunday or singing night. We're going to just look at a few Psalms and how they help us and help us by giving us words. I think sometimes we forget that we need divine help in wording our prayers and in wording our praise and in wording the songs of lament. We need divine words. We need the Spirit of God through the pages of Scripture, through the narrative of Scripture. We need God to help us shape our thinking in both our hearts and our minds to help know how to pray and how to praise and how to lament. And the Psalms help us learn to do that. They help us, as we said the last Sunday night I spoke, that the Psalms help us to celebrate God's salvation and to anticipate God's salvation. That they help us celebrate God's salvation in the present and in the past, and anticipate God's salvation to come in the future. And I think that plays into this psalm that we're going to be reading tonight. Again, Psalm 46. And it starts there in verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear him, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And now again, just imagine the mental picture that's being painted for us here using this psalm. Rising floodwaters that's roaring and foaming. The mountains themselves are trembling, and eventually the mountains are being moved into the sea. And so the seas are growing and all of this chaos. And now, of course, the writer here is being metaphorical, but he's talking about any sort of turmoil. That any sort of chaos that is going on in the world, whether it be war or whatever it may be, we might apply it to this virus. And he is saying that sometimes there is chaos in the world, and it feels like the seas are just raging and roaring and flooding, and they're growing higher and higher and higher until they threaten to even go over the tops of the mountains. But he says, God is our refuge and our strength. He is our stronghold. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. So there's this river that feeds the city of God, and God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. And again, we see these images that are being painted. You see the chaos and the violence. You see the raging and the roaring and the tottering, all of this uncertainty in the world, all of this chaos that is in the world. But in the city of God and for the people of God, there is peace. Why? Because God is our fortress. God is our strength. God is our very present help in times of trouble. Verse 8 says, come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. So all of the enemies of God, all of their enemies, all of their strongholds, God's going to bring them down. And again, we spend a lot of time talking about the rule of reign and reign of God, and why at the very heart of it is the destruction, the submission of the enemies of God, and God bringing all things under his control. And that is always the hope. That is always the confident expectation and anticipation of God's people, that he will bring their enemies down. You don't have to fear your enemies because God will take care of you. And that's kind of an idea that we like to throw around, isn't it? God will take care of me. I trust God. Now, that doesn't mean nothing bad is ever going to happen. Trusting God and knowing that God will work all things out doesn't mean bad things will never happen. Listen again to what the psalmist says. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way. Even if the very earth gives way, even if the mountains are moved to the heart of the sea, even if The waters roar and foam, even if the mountains tremble at its swelling. Sometimes I think we only anticipate good things because of our faith and hope. And that's good, to anticipate good things because of our faith and hope. But again, as we talked about last time, Christianity, being a follower of Jesus, being a people of faith and hope, it doesn't mean that we're optimists. And it doesn't mean that we're pessimists. It doesn't mean that we put a positive spin on things and we say, well, things really aren't that bad. And we don't put a negative spin on things and say things are really worse than they seem. It means that we are confident, joyful, hopeful realists who say this situation is bad. Or maybe my situation is pretty good right now, but things might very well get bad. There might be war. There might be mountains get moved into the sea. The waters may roar and foam. The mountains may tremble at their swelling. These bad things might happen. I think so often God's people today are woefully unprepared for bad situations because we're hopeful optimists. Because we say, I don't worry about those things. God's going to take care of me. And by that we mean nothing bad is going to happen. But that's just not true. Bad things do happen. We can look around, whatever we want. There's a worldwide pandemic going on, and we did not anticipate that. Over 600,000 dead Americans. It doesn't mean being a people of faith and hope and joy. It doesn't mean that we don't think anything bad is going to happen, either on a global or national or personal level. It doesn't mean that we don't anticipate bad things going to happen. In fact, we should anticipate bad things happening. We should anticipate wars and rumors of war. We should anticipate famines and droughts and pandemics. We should anticipate those possibilities, but we should also say that God is our refuge and our strength. Therefore, we will not fear. We will not fear. Even though something horrible may happen to me, something horrible may happen to my country, something horrible might happen in my world today or tomorrow or the next day, but I won't fear. I'm going to prepare for the worst possible things by being a person of faith and hope and trust, knowing that in the end, God will work everything out and I don't have to be afraid. That is what the Psalms do for us. They teach our hearts not to anticipate nothing bad happening, not to anticipate only good and comfortable things, but to teach us to anticipate and to be realistic about the very bad things that happen in a broken and fallen world. But do it to go through it, to walk in it, to open our eyes with it, with our hope and with our faith and with our confident expectation and anticipation of the salvation of our God. So the psalmist can say, even if all of these things happen, even if the very worst thing plays out, I will not fear, because God is my refuge and my strength. And he is our refuge and our strength. So let's look at verse 10. We all know this part pretty well. Be still and know that I am God. God says, be still and know that I am God. The Hebrew word here in verse 10, the dictionary that I was using used the word relax. It literally means to loosen. Be loose. Relax. Relax and know that I am God. That's a good thought, isn't it? Some translations say cease striving. Relax and know that I am God. And by accepting the fact that he is God, you accept the fact that you are not. I'm not. I talk a lot about my enjoyment of control. I like to know and be in the know. And when things start to fall apart and the earth seems to start to tremble and the waters start to rage, and then you realize that you're really not in control. But we should always have known that. We should have always known from the very beginning. Be still. Relax. Be loose, cease striving, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. That is our hope. Our hope is not that everything will be okay by the worldly standards. Our hope is not that we will remain comfortable. Our hope is not that we will remain in good health. Our hope is not that we will keep our fortunes. Our hope is not that nothing bad will happen. Our hope is in the Lord. And sometimes for me, when I get something I really, really like, and I'm afraid I might like it a little too much, I have to remind myself that this is good, but Jesus is what I need. Our hope is not that we get to keep all of our stuff. Our hope is not that we don't get sick and die. Our hope is not that in spite of our loss, in spite of our discomfort, and in spite of our eventual death, our hope is that we win anyway. As Christians, we will be resurrected. We will be raised up. God will deliver us. God will save us. God will take care of us. God will set everything right. And that means even in the midst of chaos, or in the anticipation of chaos, I don't have to worry. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to convince myself into thinking nothing bad will happen. But I can embrace the amazing truth that even if the worst happens, and chances are, worst case scenarios rarely play out. Chances are the worst thing that could happen usually doesn't happen. It's usually less than that. But even if the worst thing happens, we still win. God is still our refuge and our help. So relax and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. Stop being afraid and know that He is God. You don't have to worry. You don't have to spend your life afraid of what might happen and reassure yourself that that won't happen, because even if it does, even if something bad that you didn't anticipate, even if it does happen, you're still with the Lord. And if the Lord is with you, He is your present help and strength, and that guarantees victory. Sometimes tragedy and crisis and chaos catch us off guard because we didn't reassure ourselves with these things. We try to reassure ourselves that bad things won't actually happen. And then when they do happen, they catch us off guard. Instead, we ought to take comfort in knowing that even if the bad thing does happen, we win. We cannot lose. Those of us that belong to the Lord cannot lose. So be still and know that He is God. Cease striving and know that He is God. Relax and know that He is God. I hope you find as much encouragement out of this psalm that I do. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, we urge you to make that decision. If you're finding your walk with the Lord and you find yourself struggling, now would be an opportune time to let us know and ask for the prayers for the congregation to pray with and for you. Please come as together we stand together.